Now to the case of Mamase Mamasa Mamamakosa. Here's the story. In 1972, Cameroonian pop star and sax man Manu Dibango recorded what would become a top 40 hit a year later, Sol Makosa. By the way, Makosa means dance in Cameroon's Douala language. In 1983, Michael Jackson recorded Wanna Be Startin' Somethin' on his Thriller album. It also had that Sol Makosa chant in it. Manu Dibango sued Jackson over the copyright infringement. Jackson admitted he borrowed the line, although allegedly his chant was in Swahili, not Douala, and the two artists settled out of court. Now Dibango has brought another Sol Makosa case against Michael Jackson and Rihanna. It seems that the King of Pop gave permission to R&B singer Rihanna to use his version of the chant in her big hit, Don't Stop the Music. Let's rewind and hear the three versions of that line. Here's Rihanna. And here's the original by Manu Dibango. Finally, here's Michael Jackson's 1983 chant. Jay Fialkov is Deputy General Counsel for WGBH and a professor at Berklee College of Music. Jay, you just heard the three songs and the kind of offending line. What did you think?
My impression from a quick hearing is that Michael Jackson's use of that phrase would have been potentially a copyright infringement and ordinarily would have involved a getting a license to use it. And that's the circumstances that led at the time to a settlement of some sort.
And Manu Dibango and Michael Jackson actually settled out of court some years ago. I guess that was after he sued him the first time. Is there kind of a double jeopardy on this kind of stuff? Can Manu Dibango take Michael Jackson to court a second time for this?
The claim, I think, is probably a different one. The original claim was that Michael Jackson's song simply repeated that phrase in a way that infringed the copyright in that original work. What we have here is a situation where Rihanna got a license from Michael Jackson, but he was only able to give permission for whatever rights that he controlled. He might not have controlled rights in the underlying composition from the original work.
One can't help wonder whether Mr. Dibango is kind of grasping at straws here. I mean, Sol Makosa was kind of a one-hit wonder for him. He's gone on and continued to be a hero in Cameroon and continues touring around the globe. But, you know, this was like his moment in the sun.
Well, and he's entitled to benefit from that moment. The oversight potentially by Rihanna is that when you license and get permission to use a work, you're only getting permission in the rights that the licensor gives you.
Of course, the punchline for all of this is I just can't wait to see a French judge saying Mamase, Mamasa, Mamamakusa, you know, 1,000 times in court.
Well, and in the United States, you know, the comparable interest is when the Supreme Court issued a decision about Two Live Crews' version of Pretty Woman, and lots of copyright lawyers had a sort of a subtle thrill thinking about the Supreme Court listening to those recordings in their black robes and debating with each other as to whether that was a fair use or not.
Jay Fialkov, thanks very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Jay Fialkov, Deputy Legal Counsel here at WGBH in Boston and professor at the Berklee College of Music. The French judge is expected to rule on the case in mid-February. I say, when in doubt, just refer to the original thought, so let's leave you with Manu Dibango's Sol Makosa. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We're back tomorrow.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com.